Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, Frank, I've got a little news and some ball scores if you want them.
Go ahead.
Okay, the big news right now on the wires is that all 82 crewmen of the Pueblo have been returned. They walked across the Bridge of Freedom Monday night.
Wonderful.
Says it took about 30 minutes for all 82 men to come across the Bridge of No Return, and that's the one separating North and South Korea. They started across about 11:30 a.m. and were over by about noon. They brought the body of the crewman who was killed also. Okay, Frank, on ball scores, did you get the word on the Baltimore-Minnesota game today?
Not the final one.
Okay, final score was the Colts 24, the Vikings 14. That gives them the Western Conference. So it looks like for the NFL title, it's going to be the Browns versus the Colts on the 29th.
29th.
Raj, slow return, you'll get it.
Say again.
Roger, come back, slow return, and we'll get it.
Yeah, I'd rather come back fast and watch it on television.
Attaboy. Let's see, for the AFL, the big game today was Oakland and Kansas City, and Oakland dumped them 41-6. So it looks like the AFL title game will be the Raiders and Jets.
Right, that's hard to believe, that score.
Amen. Okay, in yesterday's game, I don't know if you got the score on that, the Cleveland Browns and the Cowboys, but the Browns dumped the Cowboys 31-20.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, they're crying in Dallas. Basketball scores, Houston didn't do so good this weekend. The Illinois beat Houston 97-84. And North Carolina took the Owls. The score was 85-77. We had a couple words in the paper, Frank, on the Oilers. The Oilers voted George Webster as their most valuable player. And although Houston didn't make anybody on the all-AFL offensive team this year, they put Walt Suggs and Hoyle Granger on the second team.
Very good.
But although the Oilers didn't do so well out on the field, they did great in the box office. Bud Adams, Don Klosterman, and Wally Lamb are all real pleased with it. By the way, they were at the Cape to watch the show. Houston, in 11 games, the Oilers attracted 460,628 people.
That must be a record for them. I don't believe they really got that many in Rice Stadium.
I think so. See, the regular season attendance was about half of that. This includes all the exhibition games. The paper says they averaged about 40,480 for the league games.
Great.
Well, that's about it for now, Frank. We got some more news that they promised they'd bring us over as soon as it comes off the wire. The only things of real interest were the, particularly, was the Pueblo release. I think you've already been told about the Nixon-Eisenhower wedding. And about the only other thing is the weather, which is pretty clear around here. We've got a high overcast, but it's cold and good visibility and beginning to feel like winter again.
Good time for Christmas. Good weather for Christmas.
Who have you got up now, Frank?
The other two guys are pretty sleepy. They sacked out again, so I'm holding the fort down for a while.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Frank, we had a little eggnog over at Charlie Duke's tonight. We had a little eggnog over at Charlie Duke's tonight. Val Anders dropped by. She's looking fine. Tell Bill she's doing real well.
Fine. How do you like shift work, Jerry?
It's great, Frank. You got the Black Watch watching you tonight.
Yeah, that's what I figured.